Chapter 1. Small Business Basics. The term small business is one that seems to have various definitions, depending on who you ask. For some, it's a typical mom-and-pop grocery store in a quiet neighborhood. For some, it's an online shop that operates from a very small apartment. For others, a business that operates with 100 employees is still a small business. In your case, it may be possible that you've assumed that your business is a small one, but it may not necessarily be that in the eyes of the law. Big or small, a business is just a business. Isn't that what we should assume? Well, a business of any other size isn't quite as sweet. What do I mean by this? It's important to know for sure, at least based on what the government says, if your business really is classed as a small one. Why? It's because it will matter in the future for specific types of business transactions. Juicy ones, if I may add, such as registering your business to contract with the government. To be officially considered as a small business by the government of the United States, you must comply with the standards set out by the main agency that's legally mandated to govern all things pertaining to small business, the United States Small Business Administration, or the SBA. The SBA defines a small business according to the average number of people employed during the last 12 months, or the last 3 years' average annual revenue or receipts. Aside from these two major considerations, the SBA also requires that a business is one that's run for profit, is holding office in the United States, which independently operates inside the United States, or contributes much to the national economy by way of paying taxes, utilizing American labor, or using American products, among other things. If you want more specific information to determine if your business really is a small one, you can check out the SBA website. But to get a general idea if yours is a small business, here's the general criteria set out for specific industries which your business may fall under. For manufacturing businesses, average of 500 to 1,500 employees at the maximum in the last 12 months, depending on the specific type of manufacturing business. For trading or wholesale businesses, average of 100 to 500 employees at the maximum in the last 12 months, depending on the specific type of trading business. For service providing businesses, maximum annual receipts averaging from $2.5 million to $21.5 million for the last 3 years, depending on the specific type of service providing businesses. For retailing businesses, maximum annual receipts averaging from $5 million to $21 million over the last 3 years, depending on the specific type of retailing business. For general contracting or heavy construction businesses, maximum annual receipts averaging from $13.5 to $17 million over the last 3 years, depending on the specific type of contracting or construction businesses. For businesses engaged in specialized construction, maximum annual receipts not exceeding $7 million annually over the last 3 years. For agricultural businesses, maximum annual receipts averaging $500,000 to $9 million for the last 3 years, depending on the specific type of agricultural business. Small business structures. A small business may take any of the following forms or structures. Each structure has its own pros and cons, so if you're in the process of putting together your small business, you'll need to consider what structure is best for your goals and your resources. Let's take a look at each in detail. Sole proprietorship. This is the most basic type of small business you can have, as you own everything. The business including its assets and liabilities. This is a business where you and the business are practically one person. Your business takes on your legal personality, making you personally liable for all of its debts and financial losses. On the positive side, you own all of the business's assets and profits. If you want to start a sole proprietorship, there are really no formal steps you'll need to take, because you're the only owner of the small business. It's pretty much moot and academic that your small business is officially a sole proprietorship. So if you're a real estate broker, you're already a sole proprietor. But while there's no formal process for classifying your small business as a sole proprietorship, it will have to get the required permits and licenses, which differ according to locality.